This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, meaning may the peace, mercy and the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon all of you. Welcome to our program, Why Hajj? An exciting series of program wherein we are touching all the significant aspects of Hajj, especially from the perspective of learning lessons from it with an objective that we may learn and implement in our lives. Hajj is a spiritual delight, my brothers and sisters. It is a lifetime experience. And alhamdulillah, Muslims, they always desire to perform Hajj. And alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants permission to many people every single year. Alhamdulillah, we're proud to declare that this is the annual largest gathering in the world. Alhamdulillah, this is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a great, significant understanding that we need to build and develop in our hearts and minds, that this is a favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dear brothers and sisters, this episode, we would like to touch a very significant reminder for those people who are there to perform Hajj and they have performed Hajj and they are now going and leaving back to their homes. We know that the sense of elevation in terms of spirituality, the empowerment of Iman, the spirit of Islam, the eagerness to follow the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the zeal of the obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is on high level, high spirits, right after you perform Hajj. But as soon as you go back, you try and tend and incline towards that which is not liked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this episode is concerning a very significant question, and that is how to maintain spirituality after performing Hajj, or how to maintain our spirituality post-Hajj. Dear brothers and sisters, we need to realize and understand that Islam is for all time. Islam is not a part-time religion. Islam is not a seasonal way of life. It is a way of life from cradle to grave. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states very clearly in Surah Ali Imran, Surah number 3, ayah number 102, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, ittaqullah, fear Allah, haqqa tuqatih, as he should be feared. وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. And die not except in the state of Muslim. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expects us to die as Muslim. So we, those who perform Hajj, you need to make sure, my brothers and sisters, that you maintain the same or similar level of spirituality post Hajj. So what are those tips that will help us to maintain the same level of spirituality even after Hajj? The first thing that you need to do, my dear brothers and sisters, in order to maintain your spirituality after Hajj, is you need to have this conscious understanding that you have to fight against shaitan all the time. This is the first thing. Because you need to understand the nature of shaitan. The nature of shaitan is that he is very patient. Yet he is very committed. He is desperate and he is determined to deviate you. But he waits. He says, okay, this abd of Allah, this servant of Allah, this slave of Allah, let him perform Hajj with all sincerity. Let him perform all the rites of Hajj sincerely. Let him be in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until he completes the Hajj. But as soon as he goes back, as soon as you go back, my dear brothers and sisters, to your home, he attacks. He attacks. And that is the time where you need to fight against shaitan. Mark these words. Mark my words, my brothers and sisters, that we are at war. We are at war all the time against shaitan. You have to wage a war against shaitan. Think about it. What was your excitement level? What was your interest level? What was your zeal? What was your energy? What was your understanding when you were taking the stones and pelting on the shaitan? What was it? With all eagerness, with all determination, you were fighting against it. Remembering that Ibrahim alayhi salam, he fought against shaitan and you follow that sunnah. But when you come back, even then you have to fight against shaitan. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declares in the Quran, إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌّ مُبِينٌ. He is to you an open enemy. To treat him as your enemy. How do you treat your enemy? You're always in fight. You're always at war. You always try to defeat him, to refuse him, the cursed one. And that's not easy. You have to be in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, the moment when you perform Hajj and then when you come back, shaitan attacks. And if you don't fight back, you get again indulged in the same pattern that you were before. So nobody would like to get into the same model of expression, the same model of living. In order to maintain your spirituality, number one, my dear brothers and sisters, you need to fight against shaitan. Number two, you need to establish salah. There is no better way to increase and improve your spirituality and maintain your spirituality than salah. Salah is the divine link between you and the Creator. When you are in constant touch with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you are in the remembrance through the salah, through the establishment of salah, then your spirits will be maintained high. And that is very significant ibadah, my brothers and sisters. It is the first proclamation. It is the first manifestation. It is the first proof of your claim that you said, La ilaha illallah. After tawheed, you have to make salah. You have to establish salah. And through salah, through the establishment of salah, you actually maintain the spirituality level high. Dear brothers and sisters, you need to understand that salah, it prevents you from immorality and wrong. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah An-Kabut, Surah number 29, ayah number 45, إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. Indeed, salah, prayer, prevents you, protects you from immorality and wrong. So if you are protected from immorality and wrong, then obviously your spirits will be high. So establishment of salah is one of the best tips that you have to implement and practice after Hajj. The third thing that will make and keep your spirituality level maintained and higher is the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see, during Hajj, you always remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You remember Him while praying. You remember Him by doing dhikr. You remember Him by doing tawaf. You remember Him by asking dua. You remember Him while doing sa'i. You remember Him by sacrificing your own hair. You remember Him through various means and ways. When you go back home, you need to make sure that you remember Allah in order to make your heart satisfied. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, in Surah Ar-Ra'd, Surah number 13, ayah number 28, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنَ الْقُلُوبِ. With the remembrance of Allah do hearts find serenity, peace, satisfaction, contentment. You see, you feel full in your heart with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the way you used to remember Allah even after Hajj. And that helps you to maintain your spirituality level higher. It helps you. The fourth thing, my dear brothers and sisters, that helps you to maintain your spirituality level higher is making dua and seeking istighfar and doing istighfar. Dear brothers and sisters, never ever underestimate the power of dua. Never underestimate the power of seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Never underestimate the power of repentance. Subhanallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Baqarah, Surah number 2, ayah number 186, when my servant asks you concerning me, tell them I am near to them. When they ask me, I will respond to them. Directly, you don't need any intermediary. You don't need any mediator. Directly, Allah answers you. Make dua. Make dua, my brothers and sisters, as you used to make dua during Hajj. And this helps you to be in touch with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that helps your spirituality level higher. Dear brothers and sisters, you need to make istighfar the way you used to do during Hajj in order to make your spirituality higher and better. Keep doing istighfar. For you know for sure that every single day we commit sin. Day and night we commit sin. No matter how good we disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intentionally or unintentionally. Unintentionally, deliberately or undeliberately. We disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make sure that you make istighfar. And that helps you to maintain your spirituality even after Hajj. The last thing, my dear brothers and sisters, that helps you to maintain your spirituality higher and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He helps through Hajj to remind us in a practical sense that we all will be gathered. That we all will be gathered. After we die, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise up alive and we will be gathered in Yawm al-Qiyamah. We are going to depart this world. We are going to depart this world for sure. So we need to submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala completely. And we need to make sure that we die as Muslims. I would like to end this episode with an ayah with which I began my talk from Surah Al-Imran, Surah number 3, ayah number 102. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who believe, ittaqullah. Fear Allah, حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ, as He should be feared. وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ, and die not except as Muslims, except the one who submits his will to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَنَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. جَزَاكُمُ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا وَأَحْسَنَ الْجَزَاءِ.